Welcome back to TechNet Edge Episode 6. We have a packed episode for you today, focusing on private cloud, specifically showing you some of the cool features coming in VMM 2012. But first, I'm going to turn it over to David, who's going to talk a little about SkyDrive. But for many of our IT pros out here, we all have the same question. What exactly is SkyDrive?
All right, well, a lot of people have different notions of what SkyDrive is. Some people think, oh, I just put some documents up there. But really, it is cloud-based storage, and you can use it to store documents and edit Word or any Office documents live there from just the web browser. But the other cool thing is that you can actually synchronize files up to your cloud storage via Live Mesh. So that's another thing a lot of people don't know about.
Yeah, what is Live Mesh? I haven't used that before.
Well, Live Mesh is a client that is installed on your actual machine, and it takes the files that you have on your existing file structure on your local machine, and it'll actually synchronize those up to either your Live SkyDrive or to other people's machines with whoever else you want to share with that actually has the Live Mesh installed.
So is this a synchronization between only two machines, or does it scale more than that?
There is a limitation, but it is reasonable as far as there's a large number of machines that you could scale it with. The other great thing is that you can store a very large files, larger than you can actually upload to the website, on your Live Mesh. So if you have, let's say, a 300-400 meg file that you want to store on your Live SkyDrive or share with other folks, anytime you make changes to that, it's going to automatically synchronize to those other machines and the SkyDrive.
Nice. So what are the new announcements that have come out with SkyDrive?
So one of the things that we've had updates to is inside this file structure. So if you take a look here, I've got my SkyDrive open. And when you click on a document here, what you can do is easily share this document. So when I click on share, you can send this to anybody that has an email address, and then they can actually edit this document in their web browser. The other thing is that you could also post it to any of the services that you have. So, you know, here we've got Facebook, LinkedIn, MySpace. It'll actually just post that document on your wall, and then people from that link can go in and edit the document, and you can collaborate together.
Very nice.
One of the other things that's kind of interesting too, and this is useful if you blog or have, you know, images you want to embed on sites, there's a nice embed option here. So if you click on embed, I can generate HTML code to actually go and just copy and paste that code to put onto my website. And so you see here we've got code even to embed Excel on a site, which is pretty cool.
Very cool. Yeah. Well, it looks like there's a lot of great stuff coming. And there's also a lot of announcements coming out on the private cloud. So first of all, big announcement, registration for Microsoft Management Summit 2012 has just opened. So if you go to www.mms-2012.com, you can start signing up today. And that's going to be in Las Vegas at the Venetian Hotel. So I know I'm certainly looking forward to that. Hopefully you'll be joining us out there.
Oh, you know it. Hopefully we'll have some Edge on site for you out there.
Absolutely. And next big announcement is a series of virtualization training that's coming out. So Microsoft certifications, especially around virtualization, they're becoming important. And so for Microsoft to help enable our end users become certified, once a month we're running a online training course. It's an 8-hour event, live Q&A, where we will teach you all the ins and outs of the 70-659 exam, Microsoft Server Virtualization. And so we have one of these events coming up really soon on December 1st, the next one January 11th, and if you go to aka.ms/VJS for Virtualization Jumpstart, you'll see all the registration information and all the dates. So a great way to ramp up, get some training. It does cost $99, but it comes with a free voucher worth $150 to actually take the exam. So you get a day of training and save $50. Sounds like a great deal.
Yeah, and I don't know anybody who knows anything about virtualization who might be teaching this class.
I am one of the instructors. You got me.
Yeah.
And then our final announcement is we just released an educational track on the Microsoft Virtual Academy. So if you go to www.microsoftvirtualacademy.com, this is a free public online training portal for all types of cloud technologies, public cloud, private cloud, software as a service, and we're just starting to roll out our System Center 2012 technologies. So just released VMM 2012, so go join it today, sign up, and try it out to learn about VMM deployment, management, and planning. Well, with that, talking about VMM 2012, I actually have an interview with Kenan Owens, one of the technical product managers with VMM 2012, so let's go and check that out now. Welcome back. I'm here today to talk about private cloud infrastructure, configuration, and deployment. And I'm here with Kenan, who is one of the System Center product managers. Why don't you introduce yourself and just tell a little more about what you do and what technologies you work with?
Thank you, Simon. My name is Kenan Owens, and I'm a technical product manager on the System Center team focusing on the infrastructure for the private cloud.
All right, so when we talk about the private cloud infrastructure, obviously this is one of the critical pieces, but it's also one of the pieces that has been around for the longest time. You know, cloud services are still kind of new, but sure. The infrastructure in the data center has always been there.
Right, so you have the data center, you have your servers, you have your networking, you have your storage. But when you want to build a private cloud, you got to take all of these disparate types of resources. Maybe you have vendor A hardware with vendor B storage, and you want to build it in such a way that your organization can use it as cloud services and deploy your applications on top of it.
So what are the key technologies that we think about with System Center, the private cloud, and its infrastructure?
Right. So with System Center 2012, we use a lot of our technologies when you bring them all together to give you the private cloud. But for managing that underlying infrastructure for the private cloud, you would really focus on Virtual Machine Manager. And Virtual Machine Manager allows you to manage that underlying compute fabric, the network fabric, and the storage fabric, bring those together and abstract them up into these cloud resources that you can then delegate to all your different self-service users.
Well, one of the new terminology that I've heard a lot used with VMM 2012 are this term of cloud and services. What exactly are these, and you know, how do we differentiate between them?
Think about it this way. Your cloud is taking all of these different disparate pieces of fabric and pulling them together and providing a pool of resources that your different applications can be deployed upon. Then you think of a service as being a multi-tiered type application that you can deploy in a standardized fashion. We'll call it an app, and when you deploy it, you deploy an instance of that service.
So the cloud is basically this collection of hardware, and the apps are leveraging this hardware that a specific group or user has for part of their cloud?
When you think about the infrastructure for the private cloud, yeah, that's physical hardware, all the way up through the virtualization platform that you use, whether it's Microsoft, VMware, or Citrix. But that provides just the platform for running these services on top of it. And you take this collection of cloud resources and you can delegate them out to the individual specific users. And using the cloud tenants, you can then get self-service capabilities where you can deploy these applications or have the users just deploy these applications by themselves without you having to take the time and the need to do all that physical work for yourself.
So when we say fabric, what exactly is the fabric? What are the different components in there, and which of them can VMM manage?
Your fabric is your compute, your storage, and your networking. When I say compute, it's your different servers out there that are running the hypervisors. So you may have servers from IBM, HP, Dell, NEC, whoever, and all those servers would have compute resources assigned to it. Then your other pieces of your fabric are your networking. The networking is different if you want to use it in production or development in your DMZ. All of that is complex for the individual users to visualize, especially these self-service users that are just deploying applications. They want to deploy to production. They don't care which specific NIC it's on, what VLAN it's on. So the fabric is taking that network piece and that complexity and moving it up into the cloud in an abstraction that says just production so that they can pick production network and go off and use it. And then lastly, it's the storage. You have different SAN environments, iSCSI, Fibre Channel. You want to collect them together and be able to allocate out the resources as needed without having to go to a SAN, the SAN guys every single time you want to deploy a server.
So it's really abstracting all of these physical components and then offering them as a service.
Exactly. We're offering them as this set of assigned resources that I can then delegate out to individual users. Exactly.
Great. Well, you mentioned earlier, you know, you talked about VMware managing that. Could you elaborate a little more on this multi-hypervisor management?
Sure. With VMM 2012, what we've added is the capability of managing not only Microsoft Hyper-V servers, but also VMware vSphere 4.1 servers and Citrix Xen servers as well. And what this means is that operations that I normally do, deploy servers or deploy virtual machines, move virtual machines around, do types of motions like live migration, vMotion, zMotion, we can do all those things within VMM itself. So I don't have to go to different management platforms just to do my virtual machine management. Not only that, when I deploy a service, as this collection of virtual machines, I can use the technology that VMM provides to create different applications on top of those services that I deploy. And when I deploy this server app V package or this MS deploy package into the VM, I don't care if it's running on Hyper-V, on VMware, on Citrix, I can deploy it to all of those easily from within the same console. So it means that my life is easier as far as managing the environment, and I can give a lot of these standardized service templates out to my self-service users so they can deploy their instances very quickly.
That sounds great. That's going to be really helpful, you know, sure. When we see these distributed environments, multiple vendors, and mm-hmm. especially when people have started to transition from one hypervisor vendor over to another, having this multi-management is going to be very helpful.
Right. It just brings everything together and gives a much more holistic view of how your infrastructure is performing, and then also just allows you to do the same task no matter what the underlying fabric is.
Great. I see you have a demo for us today. What are you going to show us?
I do. I'm going to show you a few things. I'm going to show you about how we take these distinct pieces of fabric and pull them together to create clouds, and then I'll show you a little bit about how we manage those other hypervisors besides Microsoft Hyper-V. So first of all, if we look at the demo here, we're looking at the console of VMM 2012. And inside of VMM 2012, I have these different clouds that I've created, a development cloud, a production cloud, as well as an infrastructure cloud that I use for my infrastructure services, like Active Directory domain controllers, those types of things. And those clouds are made up of the underlying fabric. And if I look at the fabric here, I have management for my server environment, and you can see all the different servers that I have that are managing both Microsoft as well as ESX in this environment, as well as my networking management, where I can see the different logical network environments, that abstraction of my complex networking to be simple as far as production, development, and then lastly, my different storage classifications and the different storage devices I access. By being able to create classifications for storage, I'm able to provide just access to high cost or low cost storage to the people that need it. I don't have to worry about, oh, is this person going to put these VMs on this storage that's very expensive, when they can put it on lower class storage but still get the same performance that he needs. Once I've managed and configured all of these different fabric resources, I can create a cloud. And in this example, I have a Contoso production cloud. And on top of that cloud, I've deployed these services. And we can see these services look as three different entities, but when you expand them out, you can see that there are multiple tiers. I have four different business tiers, and inside each tier, I can have multiple different virtual machines performing the services for that tier. And this virtual service that I have right here actually has VMs, when I deploy it, that are running both on Hyper-V, these first three tiers, as well as on ESX server. So I have multiple different hypervisors being managed by the same virtual infrastructure, and I can deploy my services across these multiple different hypervisors.
Very nice.
So other things I want to show you is, well, I'm managing an ESX environment. How did I get that in there? Well, managing and adding ESX servers into your environment is fairly straightforward. Just go to the servers environment here, and I just add a vCenter server that I'm managing. And at that point, I just add an ESX resource, an ESX host and cluster. It's really easy to go through, pick the account that I want to connect in, my vSphere admin account, and then choose the server. So we've already connected to vCenter. We can see all the different DRS clusters that are there. I'll choose this existing DRS cluster. Next, and where do I want to put it? I'm going to put this one with my infrastructure servers. And then next, and finish. And at that point, we're now communicating with the vCenter server and adding it. We can see now that the vSphere cluster has already been added into my cluster. At this point, a few more steps to configure, and I'll be able to deploy virtual machines on there. But the really nice thing is with VMM, not only can I bring servers under management, but I can use them as library resources. So now I can import a virtual machine template from VMware. So I'll take one of these templates that I have existing, and I'll bring it into my Hyper-V environment. Or my VMM environment. This allows me to quickly use existing virtual machine environments. So I have this this virtual machine template that I brought in. But what we've done with VMM 2012 and with System Center 2012 is we're focusing not on the virtual machine itself, but on the app that you're going to deploy. And that app is usually a collection of multiple virtual machines. So we are able to take these virtual machine templates and create a collection of them, put them together with with the ability to talk to each other so that they know that they're talking within the same virtual machine template, and deploy these services out as a distinct entity. So I have a template like this ESX order processing template here. If I look at the properties of it, I can see, first of all, that through the hardware configuration, we can see that it's using the capability profile of ESX server. So it's going to be running on an ESX server. And I have the ability to set the processor's memory, as well as things like the networking environment, as far as what networking system is going to use. And by being able to create these logical networks, like I talked about earlier, I'm able to abstract away from the physical adapters. Don't care what vSwitches it is or anything. I can just pick production there. So I choose the resources that I need. But with VMM 2012, what we've added is capability of adding application profiles to that virtual machine template.
So what is an application profile?
So an application profile allows me, as an IT administrator, to create a templatized version of that application, whether it's a MS Deploy package for a web service, whether it's a SQL DAC pack for a SQL service, or whether it's a server application virtualization or server app V package for my virtual applications. I can take that application, I can wrap it up into this application package, I can choose configuration variables, so as I deploy the package, I'll inject these variables in at deploy time to give it the uniqueness for that application when I deploy it. And I can store that on a virtual machine template, whether it's on Hyper-V, Citrix, or VMware. Once I have these virtual machine templates created, I then create a service template. And the service template is basically a collection of these virtual machine templates put together. So I'll take this hybrid service that I have, and as you can see, I have three copies of this hybrid service, and each of those copies is actually a different rev. Maybe I've made a change. I've updated the application, updated the website. I want to save those changes in a release managed and release type of way so that I can update all deployed services to the latest release automatically without having to manually go to each individual specific virtual machine. I can just push that update down to the service. And if we look at here, we just have a quick designer where we can look at what makes up that package. And as you can see, it's a four-tier package here. And inside that four-tier package, I have a SQL tier, two application tiers, and a web tier. And the nice thing about the web tier is that when I deploy this virtual machine tier, it's going to default to deploy three of those copies of that web server. So when I deploy this service, it's not deploying four VMs, it's deploying six VMs. And I can specify configuration parameters as I do the deployment. So that shows you a lot of the power of what VMM and System Center 2012 allows you to do as far as the private cloud. It allows you to manage the fabric, allows you to pull it all together, whether it's Microsoft hypervisors, VMware, or Citrix, pull all that together and provide a common framework for creating a protected access to your resources through delegation, and then from there you can create services that your self-service users could easily deploy onto the cloud.
That's very impressive. I mean, for me, you know, the biggest change I see is it's not just managing the VMs, it's managing everything in this whole infrastructure, managing the applications, the services, and the infrastructure as well now.
Exactly. It's all about the app and everything that it runs on. It's not per server, but it's for the service.
Well, it looks like there's been some great strides made, and I'm sure a lot of our audience wants to go and try this. Where can they go to learn more?
There are a few places that they can go. If they go to Microsoft.com/System Center, they'll be able to get information about all the System Center 2012 products that are coming out. We have a private cloud community evaluation program that's coming out, and I believe you guys have a special URL for it.
We do. That's aka.ms/CEP, so for a community evaluation program.
And that'll allow you to go in there, and we're going to talk about in more detail and a lot of depth all of the different things about managing your underlying fabric, configuring it, deploying it, monitoring it, and operating it. And then from there, other places you can go. You can download the betas from the Microsoft website, the download center.
Great. So yes, please go to the TechNet Evaluation Center, download all the pre-release software. Some of them are beta, some of them are release candidates.
Exactly.
All the System Center 2012 products are now up there, right?
All System Center 2012 products are now up there, yes.
Great. So download it, try it out, send us your feedback. And if you have any additional comments or questions, feel free to leave them in the comments section on the homepage for this video. thank you very much for your time, Kenan.
Thank you,
and,
Simon.
And I love using this product, so I can't wait for our customers to get their hands on it, too.
Excellent, me too.
Thanks.
Great.
Well, I love that demo. I love that talk I did with Kenan. Personally, I've used VMM 2012 a lot already. I use it for live demos because it is a solid product. So even though it's just the release candidate, go download it, try it out now from the TechNet Evaluation Center, and I'm pretty sure you're going to like it as well. Well, join us next week. David is going to be hosting, and we will see you for episode 7 soon.
Yep, and if you have comments or questions or things you'd like to see, please send us a tweet at TNEdge, or feel free to just comment directly on this video.
Thank you.